And welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today is day 9 of the 14 days of Fortnite. We have the Food Fight LTM in there, and we have the Ground Game LTM in there. So this is a new LTM. So I'll give you the little details here, the little description that they have for this Ground Game. So it says, in Ground Game, the focus is on fighting smart. Spray and pray and build spamming isn't an option here. Fewer building materials can be carried, and max ammo count is limited. So use the natural cover that the map provides and make every shot count. Now, I did play some of this, and it was pretty amazing in the way that it's almost more like your traditional third-person shooter because, yeah, there's hardly any building in this. You can carry, like, 30 wood and 20 brick and 20 metal. Like, that's it. So you really can't build at all hardly in this. You can, you know, quickly put yourself something in front of you to protect yourself real quick for a little moment. But as I said here, you can't be spamming walls and stuff. So this is a pretty fun new game mode that I enjoyed the little bit of it that I played. Okay, let's see here. So there's the Day 9 challenge. Of course, you need to dance in front of 9 holiday trees. Once you do this, you are going to unlock the Snow Globe banner. So that is a pretty cool banner to have. So let's go over where you can find these. You can find one in, let's see, there's, I think there's 13 different places total that you can find it. Again, you need to dance at 9 of the holiday trees. You've probably seen the holiday trees around the Christmas trees with a whole bunch of weapons and loot underneath them as you've been playing over the last, you know, almost couple of weeks here. So let's just go over where they are just in case you haven't seen them all. So there's one at Paradise Palms by the skyscraper. There is one in Fatal Fields. It's just in between the barns. There is one at Happy Hamlet, on the east side of Happy Hamlet. There is one on top of the boat at the Viking Mountain. There's one at the Dusty Diner. There is one at the entrance of Lucky Landing. At Lonely Lodge, there's one at the main lodge there. There is one at Frosty Flights between the hangars. There is one at Pleasant Park. Let's see here. Kind of, you know, in the sort of, I guess it's the northwest corner of Pleasant Park. You have one in Tilted Towers in the basketball court. You have one at Retail Row. That's kind of in the middle of Retail Row in the parking lot area there. There's one at Greasy Grove. It's, well, where Greasy Grove used to be anyways. But there's that little building. So, you know, it's the big block of, you know, it's like an ice lake now. It's all iced over. But if you break through the building there, you will drop down and you will find a Christmas tree in there. If you go to Lazy Links, there'll be one at the tennis courts. And I think that's about it. Yeah, so yeah, those are the trees that you can go around and dance at. So just again, you need to do 9 of these total. But there's a few more than what you actually need, so it shouldn't be too hard to do. And since we're talking about challenges, let's go ahead and go over the week 4 challenge list here. Again, we'll just go over the challenge, what the challenges are for this week real quick. This week you need to use an X4 Stormwing plane in different matches. You need to do that 5 different matches. You need to launch 3 fireworks. In total, you need to eliminate opponents at expedition outposts, and you need to do that 3 different times. The expedition outpost, guys, that is where you find the planes, you know, like those little red buildings where planes are. Those are that's the expedition outposts. Just so you know, if you didn't know, you need to, let's see here. You need to destroy chairs you need to then destroy utility poles and then destroy wooden pallets. You need to deal damage with a pickaxe to opponents. Let's see here. You need to do 100 damage in total. That's 5 hits total. You need to get eliminations at Happy Hamlet or Pleasant Park and do 3 of those total. And then you have another stage one here where you need to search the O at that is west of Pleasant Park. You need to search one the S at Wailing Woods. You need to search the M at Dusty Divot and the N under a frozen lake. We just talked about where the frozen lake was, and you know that you can break down in the house at the frozen lake and go underneath there, so you know that. And then once you do those, you need to visit the Nom sign in Retail Row. Okay, and that is all the challenges for this week. Again, we'll kind of go over some tips on how to get these done throughout the rest of the week as a few days go by. But yeah, that's your challenges there. And let's go ahead and hear from one of our sponsors here. Okay, guys, we're back. Let's talk about what's in the item shop today. In the item shop, we have a new outfit again. Over here in the featured items, we get the Cloaked Shadow outfit. He also comes with the Shadow Wings back bling. It is described as cast an ominous shadow. Yeah, Cloaked Shadow. Really like this one a lot. I love that the shadow essence that he gives off looks all smoky. He's got glowing yellow eyes, a cool red outfit. I like the little gold trim it has. Yeah, I like this guy a lot. I'm not gonna lie, I like this guy a lot. His glowing yellow eyes are just pretty awesome. Let's see here. But yeah, that's so a new outfit. And then for the rest of the featured items, we have the tomato head, of course. And then you also have the Axeroni harvesting tool. For the daily items, you get the true heart emote, another favorite of people I know. You get the starry flight glider. You get the tinsel toes outfit. You get the cliffhanger harvesting tool, the Flippin' Incredible emote, and the Yuletide Ranger outfit. And that is your item shop for today, guys. Don't forget to put that creator code in, my creator code, MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY. That way you can support me whenever you're getting any of the items in the item shop. And let's see here. Yeah, don't forget to make sure that you renew that every 14 days, as it will disappear. Even if it's somebody else that you're supporting, make sure that you renew that every 14 days. That way you are supporting them. Alrighty, guys, let's go ahead and do a tip of the day as well. And my tip of the day today, another one, just real simple. Nothing that's really going to make you that much better, but or it will make your shooting better anyways. It'll make you less reliant on building so much. And it's to get in there and go ahead and play some of that ground game. It is pretty fun. You're not going to get in any crazy build battles because you only can build so much in this. You're not going to be worrying about spamming. For any of you that are struggling out there with your aim, like this game mode, it's definitely going to force you to just engage in more fights. You're not going to be able to run away. You're not going to be able to just put up walls and protect yourself and then run away. This game mode is going to force you to really hone in those skills on your shooting skills and your aiming. So I would definitely play this. And then, play the LTMs that have been coming out daily and every other day just because it's a lot of fun. These game modes, they're not meant for competitive, but man, they sure are a lot of fun. So I've been playing these a lot more lately just because it is so much fun. It's something different. I love that it's fresh every day. Right now they're only going to be switching them this much for the 14 days of Fortnite. Then I'm sure they'll go back to the regular schedule where you don't know how long when a certain LTM is going to be in there. Sometimes it's in there for a week, sometimes it's in there for a few weeks, sometimes it's in there for over a month. So definitely take advantage of the variety while you have it. Alrighty, guys, that's going to be the episode for today. So go join that daily Fortnite Discord. Go follow me over on Twitch and subscribe to me on YouTube, Mike Daddy on both of those places. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That way you don't miss any of the episodes. And when you leave a 5-star rating with a written review, I will give you a shout out here on the show. And until next time, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.